Okay, three short ideas for Parshas HaChodesh, Tavshin, Pei Dalet. Thank you, Chevra, for learning with Torah with me. I learn Shmi, and first and foremost, for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, things with Iran happening, who knows, Hashem only knows, for the soldiers, for the hostages, for every Jew throughout the world, for Furu Shlema, for Avram, Abba, Ben Shendel, B'Sor Shcho Yisrael, Lui Nishmas, Esther Tehila, Bas, Rav Gavriel Penchas. Parshas HaChodesh, very special time. So let's delve deep into the ideas. What is the first message of Parshas HaChodesh? So there's a great sefer known as the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, and he says, on Parshas Korach, you want to know the message of Parshas HaChodesh? It's knowing your chesronos. It's knowing where you could get better. It's knowing where we could get better. None of this fluffy stuff. None of this. Knowing the things that we could do better. How do I know that? Rosh Chodesh Omer Mzeh, the Parshas in Gemara Baba Basra Ayin Hay says, Zakinim Shabador Omer Pnei Moshe Kim Nechama Pnei Yeshua Kinei Levano. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that the face of Moshe is compared to the sun, and the face of Yeshua is compared to the moon. What is Klai Yisrael compared to? Klai Yisrael is compared to the moon. Klai Yisrael is compared to the moon. We know that the Levana, when Hashem created the moon, can you imagine? The moon cried to God, cried to Hashem and says, you can't have two kings running the world. So Hashem says, yeah, really? Can't have two kings? You know who's going to rule? The sun's going to be more important. And the moon, you're going to come at night. Because of this, we see that the moon didn't realize. The moon had a little bit of an arrogance to talk to Hashem. If you hold the science chaver in here, the moon doesn't have any light for itself. The moon is a mirror of the light of the sun. Hashem basically told the sun, go look at yourself, find the light for yourself. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, what's the message of Parshas HaChodesh? L'kach v'chol rosh chodesh mezvad in zeh l'horos musa l'b'nei adam sh'yodu chesronam v'lo litos. Don't be like the moon. Don't be like the levana. Know your things that you could get better in. Know the things that you could get better in. And don't be going to, you know they say stay in your lane? Stay in your lane. And don't be a backseat driver. Backseat drivers telling people how to drive. Listen to Waze. Listen to the back. Go with the flow. Don't stop. You know, a person's got to know their place. I think that's a very important message in life. Sometimes we're always willing to give our opinion. We're always looking to be able to give our opinion. Sometimes we have to be like the opposite of the moon. The opposite of the moon means like go with what Hashem says. Hashem sends you a message to jump, and you don't say why. You say how high. Idea number two from Rav Tzaddik with Sisi Laila Oz Chafei. You know what that message of the moon is? At night, the moon comes out. But if you ever look towards the end of the month, Chevra, the moon is very, you could say?
Dull, light.
You can barely see the moon. Towards the end of the month. And then throughout the beginning of the month, it starts to expand. It's the biggest on the 15th day. It's the biggest on the 15th day. Says Rav Tzaddik, that's our job. Klai Yisrael is compared to the moon. We constantly have going up and down, and either we're going up or going down. We know. If you ever go into a hospital, anyone's father's a doctor here or mother's a doctor, yeah. A straight line is? Straight line means? God chas v'shalom, the person's not alive anymore. Up and down means you're alive. A Jew is like the moon. Sometimes it waxes, sometimes it wanes. We go up and we go down. And this is the Aravoda. Not only knowing that we have ups and downs, but we have to know. We have to know. We have to try to get better, and we have to feel like we're we have chesronos. We want to get better. We have to hope for better days. But to know, says Rav Tzaddik, I think this is the main idea Rav Tzaddik is saying here. To know that life is filled with ups and downs. No one's life in this room, no one has only good and just bad, and no one's life is just bad and just good. The people that think, actually, remember we just had. Remember, Baba Metzia says that the wealthy people don't trust the poor people, and the poor people always think the wealthy people have their good lives. It's not true. Everyone's life, everyone has a peckle. No one in this room has a perfect life. Says Rav Tzaddik, that's the message of the Levana. This is the first thing that Hashem wanted to tell us when we get out of Mitzrayim. Life's not easy. Life has its ups and downs, and our job is to make sure that even part of the downs, is to not get sad, not to throw in the towel, not to be upset, not to be angry when you get news of Chas V'Shalom, something's really happening at Yisrael. But those are the times, Chevra, those are the times when we lean on Hashem the most. I told you from before, I'm only going through these days because of Hashem. It's the only way. Someone who has doesn't have Hashem, I don't know how they go through painful experiences. I just don't know. How does a person do it? I don't know. Aval cheshek bnei Yisrael who sheitzarchu laHashem Yisbarach who yimshlim ve'ein chafitzim klal Hashem b'lo Hashem Yisbarach. They always want to get better. They always want Hashem to be better. They want the world to get better. They want something called tikkun olam, as Rav Tzadok didn't say that, but as others say in this world. What does it mean, tikkun olam? It means that we want the world to be able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's filled name. The Malach says Yudkei Vav, just Yudkei, we want to fill. So the first two ideas, we said from the Toldos, we have to know our faults. The Levana, the moon, says two kings, I want to be the king, I want to be in charge. Hashem says, yeah, really? Now you're gonna be the lower. You're gonna be the lower one. And says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Toldos Yaakov says, we have to know our chesronos. We have to stay in our lane. Number one, stay in your lane. Number two, Rav Tzadok says the moon waxes and wanes, we have to do our part and to realize there are ups and there are downs. Don't be davening mincha Hashem when you're having a good day. Even when it's a hard day. Even when it's a hard day, do your best. Like the Chidush Harim says. Bechol levavcha, we say that in Shema. The Gemara says in Brachas, Nundal, Bishnei Yitzrach. I serve Hashem when it's good, and I serve Hashem even when it's hard. And finally, the third and final idea brought from the Mor v'Shemesh. The Mor v'Shemesh says, the Gemara, the Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, can you imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what the Kiddush HaChodesh is. He just said, I don't know what that means. So Hashem showed him with his finger, She'era HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzva amar lo kazeh re'eh v'kadosh. Like this. She'era b'shas molada. He showed him like the beginning of the month, as it was getting better. But the davar ef shar ki oz b'chol kanes achanem ma'en kol chai. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, in Chulin Daf Samach Amar Beis, we talked about it before, that the moon said to Hashem, ef shar l'shnei malachim sh'shtamet keser echad, it's impossible for the world to have two kings, for the sun and the moon. And Hashem said, yeah, go and lower yourself. But the Gemara said something very strange, which I didn't share with before. What does the moon have that the sun doesn't have? You could say it out loud.
Light.
There's stars. Hashem, so quote unquote, had to appease, had to calm down the moon. He had to bring out the stars. And he says that the stars are going to be like the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim are going to be like you, the levana. Just like the levana had to lower, Hashem told it, commanded the moon to lower itself. So too, the Levana had to lower itself, so too the Tzadikim are compared to the Levana, and to be a Tzadik means to be humble. To be a Tzadik means to be humble. To be a Tzadik means that when you get 100 on your test, you don't have to tell the whole world. How about you tell no one? When you get 100 on your test, you realize that you didn't get the 100, Hashem helped you get the 100. Moshe Anam, he called them. And that's the Indian HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, Perish. Hischaj Zeh Shal Nava Lachemu, Shatem Chidashim Davar Zeh. A Jew's essence is not to be arrogant. A Jew's essence is to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew has Moshe Rabbeinu inside of them. And every Jew has the ability to be humble. And when we're not humble, we're acting like the non-Jews. Our job is to be like the Levana. Our job is to lower ourselves. Our job is to realize that everything we have in Hashem is not, humility by the way, is not saying that I'm nothing. The humility is saying that I am something. But everything I'm good at, I get from Hashem. If I'm good at robots, if I'm good at sports, if I'm good at tennis, if I'm good at anything, I thank Hashem. Boys, Ezra Hashem, with these three ideas, knowing to staying in our lane. Number two, life is filled with ups and downs. Like Rav Tzadok said, ups and downs, and even serving Hashem from that place of the down. Number three, to realize that just a Klai is compared to the moon, that Tzadikim like the moon, so too, for us to be able to realize, to be like the moon means to be humble. To submit and surrender ourselves when things are not going well in your life. Things are not going well in your life. To submit and to surrender. Like Rabbi Gorber always says, let go, let God. I remember when my wife was pregnant with one of our children. It was during COVID. Chava, please. 10 more seconds. It was during COVID. And she gave birth a week and a half before Pesach. My wife has never made Pesach in her life. Either in a hotel or either at a parent's house. But during COVID, we couldn't. Everyone was alone. Everyone remember that? You're alone. You weren't allowed. Says Rabbi Goldberg, and this is how we get through that Pesach, and this is how we'll get through life. Let go, let God. Stop trying to control your life, realizing that Hashem is in the control of our hands. And you'll live a much more happy life when you realize it's not about you. Stay in your lane. Know the things we have to get better in. That doesn't mean you have to be. You should have positive thoughts about yourself. Like Rav Tzadok says, self-confidence, but you also have to know our chesronos. But if the chesronos, the things that we're lacking are only hurting us, then we have to lower, then we have to build up our self-confidence. We can't feel bad about ourselves. You have to know yourself, self-growth, but only if it's going to lead to simcha. And number two, Rav Tzadok, ups and downs. Number three, the entranceway to Hashem is humility, submitting, surrender to Hashem. You should be zochah b'Hashem for shlema all Yeshua's and b'chorus tovus and at Yisrael shkoyach.